Let's do a demonstration. And we need Deanna back up here. Okay, so now we want to elicit the... first thing we're going to do is find out the motivation direction on each value. And this will give us a lot more information as well. So, Deanna, when you think of the value of compensation, why is that important to you?
It allows me a lot more options.
Okay. That's a comparative deletion, so there's a little red flag. And by the way, thanks for coming up and doing this. And you can speak freely, just let it flow, you know.
Okay.
That's good, though. That's good that we... By the way, it's good to notice the away froms, because that means cool. I got something I can get rid of. Yeah. Why else is compensation important to you?
Because I can... I think I can contribute to causes that I believe in.
Why else? And just speak freely. Just let it flow.
I can take care of myself better than I did before.
Okay. Why else?
I can provide a better life for my dog.
Okay. now, we're hearing lots of comparative deletions, but why else? Why else? That's good. And that's good that we hear those. Yeah. Why else?
I enrich my life by exploring new things.
Why else is compensation important?
I can be happier.
Okay. That's a comparative deletion as well, too, right? Happier. Why else?
I think it validates the value of what I'm doing.
Work. And why else? Why else is compensation important to you?
I can help my family.
Okay. So we heard lots of Torah words. We did hear lots of comparative deletions, though. There are quite a few comparative deletions. My guess is that there's some away from in there. I want you just to turn inside and ask, and I want you, and here's the best way to do this. I want you to just close your eyes for a moment and pay attention to the pictures, the sounds, the feelings, the tastes, the smells, the self-talk, everything that's going on inside of you. By the way, when we ask them to check for away froms, if, and I ask them what percentage is toward and what percentage is away from, if when you think of the value of compensation, if you make pictures in your mind of what you don't want, that's an away from. If you hear sounds, like the sound of your mother's voice saying, you'll never make enough, that's an away from. If you have negative self-talk, like when you think of why that value is important to you, you go, well, I'll never really make any, that's an away from. If you get negative feelings, like if you feel fear or lack when you think of that value, that's an away from. All of those things are part of the motivation direction and the direction and the focus of your attention and your awareness. So I want you just to think of the value of money and go inside, or I'm sorry, of compensation. Think of the value of compensation and just go inside and ask your unconscious mind what percentage of your focus on that value is toward what you want and what percentage is away from what you don't want.
I think it's 40% toward and 60% away.
Okay, good. So notice that the number... While we heard lots of toward, we did hear lots of comparative deletions as well. So we got 40% toward and 60% away. And I'll just trust the unconscious mind of the client to give me the right response, whatever it is. Okay, good. Number two, respect. Why is that important to you? In the context of your career.
'Cause then I won't feel subservient.
Okay, why else? That's a negation, right?
And
good.
I'll have more faith in the goodness of other people.
Okay, comparative deletion. Good. Why else? It's okay, good. And thank you for speaking freely. That's good.
Let's see, what else? Then I can be, I guess, less wrapped up in myself.
Okay.
When I'm not worried about that.
Comparative deletion. Good. Why else?
I can feel like an equal. Feel like an equal.
Okay. And why else?
It gives me confidence.
Good. That's good. So there's quite a bit of a way from on that, but I just want you to go inside and check. Ask your unconscious mind and pay attention to the pictures, the sounds, the feelings, the tastes, the smells, the self-talk. Ask your unconscious mind what percentage of the value of respect in the context of your career is toward what you want and what percentage is away from what you don't want.
I think it's 30 toward and 70 away.
Okay. Good.
Pay attention to the smells.
That stinks.
That's...
What do you smell?
Okay. Working independently, why is that important to you in the context of your career?
Because then I can enjoy finding ways to do things by myself, mm-hmm. feel self-contained, self-sufficient. I feel people trust me.
Why else is working independently important to you?
Because I don't like people bugging me.
Okay, there's a red flag. Good. Why else?
I like contributing my own original input.
Uh-huh. Why else? That's toward.
I'm not very good at following other people's directions.
Okay, there's a red flag negation. Good. Why else?
Why else do I like to work independently?
Yeah.
I have more control over the situation.
Okay, there's a comparative deletion. So there's some away from component present there. What percentage is, just ask your unconscious mind, what percentage is toward and what percentage is away from? I'm working independently.
I think 80 toward, 20 away.
Okay. So we got 80% toward, 20% away. Number four, building relationships. Why is that important to you in the context of your career?
Oh, it's really fun to have good relationships with other people.
Uh-huh.
A cooperative group gets the work done really well, and then it's fun to go to lunch with them, and you don't feel like they're using you. And
okay, there's a little negation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why else?
And I see more a picture.
Uh-huh. Why else?
Building relationships. You make more friends.
Uh-huh. Comparative deletion. Uh-huh. Why else?
I like the networking has good marketability.
Uh-huh. Ask your unconscious mind what percentage is toward and what percentage is away from of building relationships in the context of your career.
70% toward, 30% away.
Okay. 70% toward, 30% away. Okay. Frida, let's see. I'm sorry.
Challenge.
For five. Yeah, challenge. Why is challenge important to you in the context of your career?
Cuz then I'm not bored.
Okay, there's a negation.
I can stretch myself and learn.
Uh-huh. Why else?
And the day goes by faster.
Uh-huh. Comparative deletion, red flag.
And I'm not as tired at the end of the day.
Okay, negation. Good.
That's it.
Okay. Ask your unconscious mind what percentage is toward and what percentage is away of for the value of challenge in the context of your career?
I think toward it's like 20% and away is 80.
Okay, so there's quite a bit of away from there. Okay. 20% toward, 80% away. Now we're going to, after the fifth value, we're just going to skip to the chase and we're going to say, interesting, just ask your unconscious mind why... ask your unconscious mind what percentage of the value of interesting, what percentage of that is toward and what percentage is away in the context of your career?
I think it's 80 away.
80 away.
Toward.
Okay.
So 20 toward.
20% toward and 80% away.
I have two N's in my name.
Oh, I thought I put two N's. I knew you did, actually. Let's see.
So seven?
Seven, yeah, making a difference. What percentage is toward and what percentage is away in the context of your career?
It's 70% toward, 30% away.
70% toward, 30% away. Okay, number eight, contribution. What percentage is toward and what percentage is away?
Probably the same.
70% toward?
Yeah, those are very similar to me, those two.
Okay. 30% away. Creativity. What percentage is toward and what percentage is away?
This is hard for me to apply in a work context.
Okay, let me slow it down a little bit. Ask, why is creativity important to you in the context of your career, as you think about it?
Well, and it has to do with the contribution thing in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Why else?
So,
why else is creativity important to you in the context?
I don't want to just be a cog in the wheel carrying out directions. You know, just be a robot. Right. So it's a lot of away from.
There's some stuff. Away from. So what percentage is toward and what percentage?
Probably about the same. Sorry. How about 30 toward and 70 away?
30% toward and 70% away. Okay, that's number 9. Number 10, advancement. Why is ask your unconscious mind what percentage is toward and what percentage is away?
I would say probably 10% toward and 90% away.
Really?
Because I worked a lot of no advancement jobs.
Okay. Toward 90% away. Good. Freedom. Why ask your unconscious mind what percentage is toward and what percentage is away?
I would say 20% toward and 80% away.
20%.
Hey, that's a lot of aways, aren't there?
80% away. Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, so we know, we identify them, we can get rid of them. 12, having fun. What percentage?
Probably, let's see, how about 40% toward, 60% away?
40% toward, 60%. Away. Okay. Number 13, anxiety.
kind of stuck. Okay.
Why is anxiety important to you in the context of your career?
That is weird to me. Okay. Yeah. Let me think about it. Why is anxiety important in the context of a career? Okay. So, because it's, well, for me, it's like a driving force to do something and move ahead. That's uh-huh. how I have been using it.
Okay. Why else?
Anyway, it's a good. I think it's a good check system uh-huh. for me. Why else is it? It keeps me from getting too complacent and not trying in life. These
are all there's some away.
Same things.
That was away from.
I like it to build up because I think it's sort of there at small levels and it's no longer denied. After a certain time, when it accumulates and it causes me, it reaches a breaking point where I feel I must take action. I feel compelled to do something different or to find some kind of solution.
Okay. Ask your unconscious mind what percentage is toward and what percentage is away.
Probably 80% away, so 20% toward.
Mm-hmm. 20% toward, 80% away. Being needed, ask your unconscious mind. What percentage?
70% toward, 30% away.
70% toward, 30% away, and better opportunities.
80% toward, 20% away.
Interesting, huh? So now the prediction is that if there's an area of your life that's not working for you, there'll be a significant amount of away from motivation. Okay, that's the prediction. So now looking at this, let's also take a look at our slide over here again.